Anybody like to tell us what your favourite things are that you like to do? Yeah, you tell us.
I like Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner, the food, the turkey and the trimmings and all that kind of thing, yeah. Anybody else got favourite things they like to do at Christmas, yeah? Presents, yes, we all like presents, don't we? Everyone's looking forward to presents. Anybody else got one? Yeah, you want to tell me, yeah? Ice skating. We don't quite get the weather for it all the time, but you can go to the ice rink, can't you, do that? Well, you know, one of the things that I know a lot of people like to do is watch Christmas films. And apparently, there are a great number of films that are people's favourite Christmas films. Who's got a favourite Christmas film? Yeah, you tell me. The Snowman, yeah. Anybody else? Yeah, over there. Elf. I like Elf.
It's Santa. I know him.
Anybody? Anybody? Yeah. Elsie, what's your favourite one? Scrooge. Yeah. Christmas Carol. That sort of thing. Yeah. The Grinch. There's loads of them, aren't there? Nativity and Arthur Christmas, that kind of thing. But I wonder if you've got a favourite film of 2018. Not necessarily a Christmas one, but if you've been to the cinema and got a favourite film. Anybody got a? Got a favourite film of 2018, yeah? Mamma Mia 2, was that this year? Yeah, probably was. Favourite film this year?
Spider-Man,
yeah, there's a Spider-Man one, isn't there, yeah? Yeah? Say again? The Greatest Showman, yeah. Well, I know that there have been quite a lot of different films this year. Apparently, the biggest grossing films in 2018 have included Mission Impossible Fallout and Avengers Infinity War, Incredibles 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Anybody seen Ant-Man and the Wasp? Yeah, a few there. And also, apparently, there's been one or two sort of what songs with lots of music in them, like Bohemian Rhapsody. Anybody seen that? We've got somebody here who's a bit of an expert on that sort of thing. Well, it came out in October, and it's a controversial film in some sense, but everyone knows the music because it's become part of the soundtrack of recent British culture. Now, I'd like to show something now that brings Bohemian Rhapsody and Christmas together. It's called Bethlehem Rhapsody.
Thank you. Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live? Herod, he will not let him live.
Let her go.
Herod, he will not let him live.
Let her go.
Herod,
he will not let him live.
Let her go.
Herod,
he will not let him live.
Let her go.
He will not let him live.
Let her go.
He will not let him live.
Let her go.
Go, 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 go. Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph.
Good, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, Bethlehem Rhapsody words help us to see what was read for us earlier from the Bible when Joanna and Emily and John read for us. And that includes the words that the angel told Mary. We heard just then, the God who reigns on high has sent his son. And Luke's gospel puts it like this: he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. You see, Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, was the always existing Son of God. God himself come to earth. And that means that Jesus can show us what God is like. It also means that God can share our human lives. He can help us, whatever we're going through. Now, of course, the man behind the original Bohemian Rhapsody was Freddie Mercury, and he admitted in an interview shortly before his death, when he was only 45, he said, "You can have everything in the world and still be the loneliest person. And that's the most bitter type of loneliness. Success has brought me world idolization and millions of pounds, but it's prevented me from having the one thing we all need, a loving, ongoing relationship." Now, God has come to earth in Jesus in order to give us the most important relationship that we were made for, the completely loving, eternal relationship with him. And that means that we need never be on our own. As we read from Matthew's gospel, Jesus is known as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Well, we've been reminded too this afternoon that God sent Jesus, as we remember at the Christmas season, for a reason. In the Bethlehem Rhapsody we've just seen, we heard Mary just got the word. The angel did appear, but he told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun. Your son is going to wash our sins away. And that's what Joseph was told too. Mary will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, who was born at Christmas because of what he did when he grew up, can give us the most important thing that we need if we ask him. And that is a cleaning up on the inside so that we can be given new life and find a new adventure of living with purpose and a future. Do you remember how the Bethlehem Rhapsody finished? Oh, Jesus, it's the story of Jesus. Wash our sins out. Wash our sins right out of here. This is how God's love shows. It's a wondrous story. Anyone can see. It's a wondrous story to me. Well, let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Christmas time, for all that it means to us, all the fun, the family times, the food, all the other things that we enjoy. But we thank you most of all that you sent your Son Jesus into the world, that you sent him to bring us back to you. We pray that you would open our hearts afresh to you this Christmas. Amen. Well, before we